field wide open. Got it. On the run. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
He goes and fights and pushes.
And he did.
At the goal line. And it is caught and juggled and caught. Touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over. The Browns have won it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50. He's in open field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. It's a one-play drive.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
On this Veterans Day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and let me say thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of our collective heart, to all of you who have served this country, who serve this country, who give us the chance to do what we're doing right now, talk football on the radio. And for those of you who made the ultimate sacrifice, thank you all. God bless you all. And that's what this day recognizes. Our show will take a look at Sunday's game against the St. Louis Rams. We're going to have Bernie Kosar making the second of his two weekly visits in a little bit here to kick that off and talk some Browns-Rams and break it down a little bit for us. And then we break it down thoroughly, about as thoroughly as you can, with our roundtable, the full complement of roundtable, Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, the great broadcasting team, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press, and yours truly. Four of us will take it bit by bit and also give you a thorough analysis of this Browns team as it stands at 3-5. Okay, TJ, cue the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
And it's time to bring in Bernie Kosar for his second of his two weekly visits to take a look at Sunday's game against the Rams. Bernie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, I know you traveled pretty far and wide this week, and you're kind of recovering from a little bit of jet lag, so I'll try to go easy on you here in terms of our segment. But nothing's gone easy for the Browns, not only losing the back-to-back very tough games on the road. They're a very beat-up football team right now, and I think that's the place where you start. A 1-7 team comes to town in the Rams, and it looks like an opportunity to get well as a team, but I just don't know if the Browns are well enough to get well Sunday.
Well, you know, at this time of the year, when you're at the middle part, to passing the middle part of the season, just about everybody has these type injuries. Now, we probably have a few more than most, and, you know, we've talked about this at length during the year. We probably could least afford to have depth issues than some other teams because of the rebuilding process that's happening. But this is something now where guys need to step in who, instead of looking like they're stepping in and being a stopgap, really be excited because it's their opportunity to show not only that they could contribute to the team, but they belong in the NFL.
And as we look at confidence being so important to everything a team does and everything anybody does in life, but certainly in professional sports and pro football, where would you say this can be addressed coming off of, again, as worse a loss as you could have last week? It actually could have been a lot worse score-wise, but it was as they were as outplayed and as handled in every way a team could be by the Texans, especially by the Texans running game. What's the process of trying to either rebuild the confidence or just make sure it's not fading away?
Well, I really think that in terms of the fading away statement, how we respond and how we come out, everybody wants to start fast. I think it's pretty important this week to have some positive experiences early in the game because of the way the season's been going, the fans, the players. You know, you want to have some good experiences early to make sure that the negative feelings don't exponentially kind of get grow as the game progresses. So you want to maybe make some things, you know, from a game plan perspective, initially start out the right way. Because right now we've played some teams like Frisco and Houston that bluntly are farther ahead, especially from a talent perspective, than the Browns are right now. So we're playing a team with St. Louis. Yeah, they only have one win. They're not as terrible a team with just one win with a potential potential franchise quarterback in Sam Bradford.
Right.
But they do have some limitations and some depth issues themselves, and it's a game, from a talent perspective, that's more suited, more like the Cleveland Browns team.
Bernie, you just brought up Sam Bradford, and we know, of course, Pat Shurmur worked with him last year when he was the offensive coordinator for the Rams, and it was an outstanding season for Sam Bradford, NFL Rookie of the Year and all. How much does that close relationship that Shurmur had with Bradford a year ago factor into what can be done this year? If you could address this from a quarterback standpoint, how much would the offensive coordinator that just worked with a player a year ago take from that and utilize it in the course of the game plan that defensively that the Browns will use Sunday?
I do think it's important that, you know, the confidence standpoint that, the quarterbacks, players, young players really have is important. And Sam Bradford's been struggling this year without Coach Shurmur. And I don't wish bad on anybody, but I wouldn't mind if his struggles continued another week from Brown's perspective.
Okay.
But there's no doubt, especially from a young guy, where your confidence in the guys around you, in your play call, or in your coordinator, it's really important. And Coach Shurmur and Sam Bradford had that chemistry, had that rapport that made it work. And right now, again, with Sam and Josh McDaniels, it's just not working.
It's one of the reasons, and we're visiting with Bernie Kosar here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, his regular visit to the show. One of the things about the Josh McDaniels-Bradford relationship is that he's brought this different philosophy, this downfield throwing thing that he likes to do, and it's something that Bradford has really kind of, I think, struggled with. I mean, he's got the big arm. You want to take advantage of that. But from a protection standpoint, he's certainly taking more punishment.
Yeah, he's actually, for Browns fans, it's hard to believe, he's actually taking more hits, more punishment than Colt McCoy is. He's, I think, been sacked five more times. It's the kiss of death for all us quarterbacks to say you struggle throwing the ball down the field and you need that short little dink and dunk pass offense to be successful. I'm not ready to put Sam Bradford in that category yet, although it does appear like that because of he had success in the short rhythmic passing game last year, and Josh McDaniels and that down-the-field vertical game he struggled with this year. But to your point, poor offensive line, receivers, I don't even know their names, nor does most anybody. They're not productive, difference-making NFL receivers. It's hard to fit that vertical passing game into a system where receivers can't beat bump coverage, can't get open down the field, and your offensive line can't protect. So Sam Bradford, again, and I don't want to wish him any ill will, but those type things make it something that, for sure, Dick Geron and the defense is going to try to exploit come Sunday afternoon.
And that exploitation would be a lot easier if Dick Geron's defense is not allowing the kind of rushing game that they did really the last 2 weeks, but the bottom fell out with that 261-yard game the Texans hung on the Browns. And the Rams have a guy named Steven Jackson who's an outstanding runner who has all those great qualities that we've seen in the running backs of Arian Foster and Ben Tate and the week before Frank Gore. So it's been really, this is the fourth out great back that this team is seeing in three games. And I just now, I didn't question it before, but now I'm wondering, can the Browns hold up against the run?
Well, I don't think there's going to be any secret to what St. Louis wants to do come Sunday afternoon. They're going to see Frank Gore, Ben Tate, Arian Foster, and how they ran the last few weeks. And those three running backs, they aspire to be as good as Steven Jackson. So he's as good, if not significantly better, than the three we just mentioned who had fantastic games against the Browns and are having nice seasons and nice careers. Steven Jackson is a phenomenal running back, and there is no question that he's going to be used early come Sunday, and that's going to be the focus for the Browns and trying to stop him. And then the play-action game.
No.
Off of, you know, play fakes to
right.
Steven Jackson trying to get the ball vertically down the field.
Right. Bernie, great stuff. Appreciate it. And we will talk to you again on Monday when we look back on the Browns-Rams game.
Have a great weekend.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, and much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. And you first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Tom Heckert, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford. And until November 18th, we're going to do Browns trivia on Twitter. On this show, and be sure to follow on the Browns at the @officialBrowns page on Twitter for questions, and then use the hashtag Daily Trivia when you answer them. We'll randomly select a winner to receive a pair of tickets to the Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy comedy show on Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. at CSU Wallstein Center. And the winner will be announced on Twitter and at the end of this show. So make sure you're checking that out. Today's question is, which Browns player was a member of the Rams from 2008 to 2010. Which Browns player, member of the Rams, the team that the Browns faced Sunday, from 08 to 2010. We also post a daily poll question sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube on our Browns official Facebook page, and that is, what is the key matchup to the Browns-Rams game? Linebackers versus Steven Jackson, Joe Hayden versus wide receiver Brandon Lloyd, Joe Thomas at tackle, and Jason Pinkston, that combination, against Chris Long, and see how they handle him, or other, okay? Those are your categories, so vote for those. A bunch of you already have, but we'll give you those results at the end of the show. All right, and this segment, this roundtable portion, preview portion of the roundtable, is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Time to reconvene the roundtable, and we're doing so to take a closer look at Sunday's game against the St. Louis Rams, and we have the full complement today, I'm so happy to say. Jim Donovan is here from the Browns Radio Network. Jimmy, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing good, Vic.
Wonderful. We got the scarf on. It's a little bit...
I'm a lot like Pavarotti. You know, Pavarotti never went anywhere without a scarf.
But 1,000 pounds lighter, but yes, I'll go with that.
That's pretty good.
And that's a good thing. And Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network.
I don't have a scarf, and I don't have the pipes either.
And Tom Withers from the Associated Press.
I'm just going to try to avoid some Rick Perry-like gaffes today.
Like it. Very nice. All right, guys. Well, they're setting up for a 1-7 opponent, but looking at this Browns roster, Jim, as beat up as it is, I guess that would be the part of me that says, how well can you get when you're not that well?
Yeah, I really look at the game, and I think I'm happy they're back home. I mean, that's the good thing. I mean, I'm happy they're back home, but I think it's a dangerous game, yeah. You know, because I think in the last couple of weeks, the Rams have played better. They got their first win. I think in the last couple of weeks, the Browns have eroded a little bit more through injury and I think through that defense being on the field more and more and just being out on the field too much. So, I mean, it's a dangerous game because if you win it, you're expected to win it because of the look at the records. And if you lose it, I think, you know, it's a real problem, I think, for them.
I think if you look at the Rams' record at 1-7, you know, we talk about our schedule being backloaded with Pittsburgh and Baltimore at the end. Theirs is kind of front-loaded, you know, at the end of the season. They get Seattle twice and Arizona. So, you know, that 1-7 is, you know, is you can take that and look at it many ways.
Sure. And in terms of the danger of this Rams team, Tom, it starts, I think, with obviously Steven Jackson. In light of what we've seen the Browns not do against the run the last couple of weeks, but especially last week, and I think somewhere out there Arian Foster's still running. You know, he's still going.
He's still loose.
Oh, he's still loose. He's in another state or two. But in terms of the Rams and Jackson, it's going to start there, but yet there's this is somewhat of this Frankenstein monster that Pat Shurmur was responsible for helping to create in Sam Bradford, who hasn't played the way he did when Shurmur was with him last year. But you know he's capable, that big arm.
Yeah.
Both the two of them together capable of doing a lot of damage.
No, you're right. And Bradford's back after missing a couple of weeks with a high ankle sprain and I guess played pretty well last week, actually. They lost a tough game in overtime, as you know, to Arizona. Yeah. And he's got a couple weapons. I mean, Brandon Lloyd was a nice pickup for them. You know, he's put up some pretty good numbers since he's been there only over the last couple of weeks. And, I'm with Jimmy and Doug. This is a bit of a dangerous game. You know, the Rams are on the road looking at this as, hey, maybe this is the one game we can get on the road, you know, coming in against a team that's pretty banged up. We learned today that T.J. Ward will not play Sunday.
Right.
So obviously the secondary is thinned out. You know, it was the offensive backfield last weekend, this week, and now it's the secondary. So, you know, that's not good. And, you know, the Browns got to fix that, like you said, that run problem. The run defense has just not been good 2 weeks in a row.
I want to believe it was a little bit of an anomaly. I know it didn't happen just in one game, but I want to believe, and I hope this is not wishful thinking, Jim, but that it was a zone blocking team, that something they hadn't seen before. Maybe they didn't do the best job of handling the scheme.
Yeah.
Those are two extremely talented backs. That team will be doing some damage in the postseason, I'm sure of it, but I just don't know that I completely... I have doubt, but I don't want to completely give up on the idea that where the strongest pieces are on this team on defense, that they could be capable of handling the run much better than that going forward.
Well, you know, and Vic, they are young up front. I mean, you know, so you're right. I mean, they haven't seen it before, what the Texans were doing against them, and they're young. I mean, you know, Taylor's a young guy. I mean, and Sheard and these players are young, and Mitchell hasn't played a lot, really, in his NFL career until this year. So I'm with you on that. I mean, I buy that, and I thought a couple of weeks ago, I thought they were okay out in San Francisco.
Second half, I thought
Frank Gore was very human in that game.
You're right.
I mean, it wasn't like Secretariat in the Belmont. I mean, it wasn't like he was running away like that. I really believe that, you know, they'll be okay. I'm not worried about that.
Everything's a horse race to you. I'm just still trying to figure out. No, I think, you know, there were some technique errors, and, you know, they tried to play it a little differently, where instead of attacking, they were kind of mirrored it. And when you do that, the thing is, you got to keep your shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage. If you turn sideways and get perpendicular, then you create these gaps, and that's what was happening. And all these young guys, you know, they've never done it before, and you can't practice it because, you know, there's a lot of chop blocks involved, and that's the part you can't practice, because you can't, you know, do that. You know, otherwise our injury list would be even higher.
Right. You can't spit the bit, right, Dick?
Spit the bit.
And that does lead to the next point very nicely here about confidence, about the psyche of this team. And, I know we play amateur psychologists in this business quite a bit, probably shouldn't, but at this point, I mean, I am really curious, Tom. You're in that locker room every day. I see these guys around the building, and you sort of try to take a temperature, if you will, to see where things are. But that was the first game, really, where from the very beginning to the very end, non-competitive. I mean, there was nothing there that the Browns even gave us hope that they could do something or gave themselves that. And you could feel it. It was palpable after the game, and they were crushed. And I guess the question is how crushed and what sense of where their psyche is do you get this week?
Doug does the same thing. I try to get a temperature of the room, you know, every day a little bit, you know, and, you know, whether it's after talking to Coach Shermer and then working in the locker room and talking to some of the veteran guys, and it seems like they're still pretty upbeat. I mean, there's still a belief that this plan is going to work, that, as you mentioned, last week was an anomaly to a certain degree. You know, they ran into a very good team, as Jimmy said, with a young defensive line that was overmatched at times, didn't know how to handle it. Jerron said the other day, we seemed like we schemed for it right. But I think there still is a confidence here. And I thought, you know, we've talked about Coach Shermer and his demeanor following tough losses and during tough weeks. And let's be honest, we've had some tough weeks here. But I like the way Pat came out a little bit upbeat this week. And it seems to be reflective in the locker room. You know, guys are confident. They feel like this could be a good week for them.
Well, this is like a week, Tom, that I think you lean on Scott Fujita.
No doubt.
Okay, because I think that he always kind of brings it back to reality. I think, you know, he says, listen, we're at a point in the road where this thing can go one way or the other.
Right.
I mean, we can put this behind us and go forward. And, you know, you win Sunday, you're 4-5 with a home game coming up next week.
Yeah.
You lose Sunday and you don't play well, and you're going to go down the road you don't want to go down. It's going to be very, very bumpy. So I think you have to lean on a guy like that right now. You know, I think that to kind of pull you through this.
Well, you have tempo setters, and I think, you know, Ruben's another one.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he plays, you look in the secondary, Sheldon Brown and Mike Adams and Joe Hayden. I mean, these guys, you know, it's a matter of pride, you know, and you can make all the money in the world, but nobody wants to be embarrassed. So you go out and play hard. Hey, the bigger the challenge, the sweeter the victory.
Mm. Well, this is our sweetest segment, I think, of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Roundtable. We got Jimmy Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Guys, as we think about what this offense can do to get better, and this is the challenge of challenges, and I don't even know if there's an answer to this question, but I got to put it out there and let's bat it around at least. Are we to the point where there's got to be some level of gimmickry incorporated? Is there anything that can be done to make a passing game that just doesn't exist? I mean, I don't know how else to put it. There is, except for moments of Joshua Cribbs doing what he does occasionally, Greg Little occasionally making an exceptional play, where we could see some traction, consistency. Any ideas?
Well, the only thing I can think of, and it's probably completely away from, you know, where you're going there, but, you know, I go back to what you've said all week, Doug, to me, and that is when we talk about, can we evaluate McCoy? Can we evaluate the offensive line? A running game would just help so much. I mean, it would give us a lot of answers. If you could go back to the Seattle game, which was only 6-3, but if you could have the ball, possess the ball, a little bit longer. I mean, maybe 43 minutes is a lot to ask for in that game. So the running game. But if you're talking about the passing game, Vic, I think the best thing they have are the tight ends. I think Watson, you know, is a great player. And I think that, you know, when I said you lean on a guy like Fujita, maybe you lean on a guy like that. Those seem to be the guys, those tight ends, that could open up that passing game.
So opponents are just, do we think, they're just doing such an exceptional job, because I agree with you wholeheartedly, but yet somehow the opponents clearly figured this out too. The only way maybe this team hurts you through the air is with those guys. Yeah. We do everything we can to take those guys away.
Well, you take those, yeah, you take the playmakers out, and I think you look at both teams, or they're both about a 60-40 mix, as, you know, pass to run. Yeah. The difference is they got Steven Jackson in the backfield, and we got two guys with "Hello, my name," you know, name tags.
Still?
Yeah.
Those and, tags are still on there. Usually mine peels off very quickly.
But, you know, with that said, you know, the thing is, you've got to just be able to pick up the blitz, too. I mean, because Colt McCoy is getting killed back there. And at some point, hopefully they'll get it sorted out. And I think, you know, the other thing is, teams have seen that, you know, we've had protection problems. So what do? They widen their ends, put the tackles on a one-on-one, which then creates more of an island for the guards. And then they cover the center. So now everybody's in a one-on-one situation. Then they bring a blitz or a double blitz from one side, and that running back's got to sort out, you know, who's the most dangerous.
Which is why I think that shotgun would be very dangerous. If you're going to set up back there, I mean, this is not Indiana versus Purdue. This is the big boys' league. And if you're going to sit back there and say, we're going to pass on this play, they're going to come at you even harder than they're coming at McCoy right now. You know what? I think what we'll see maybe a little bit this week, Vic, you know, there's been some full tight ends packages we've seen a little bit in practice. Yeah. I'm not trying to give away any strategy here, but they do have a nice complement of tight ends. Mm-hmm. And I think also with Josh out there, you know, there might be ways to get him the ball quicker. You know, we haven't seen much of that bubble screen that we saw earlier in the year. You know, there may be a chance to swing him the ball, get him the ball, you know, in the backfield, behind the line of scrimmage, and then do something with it.
No, I like the idea of putting the ball in his hands as much as possible for multiple reasons. One, he'll do something with it, and two, maybe that does help open things up from the tight end side. But I'll say this. I hear this constantly. I know you guys do, too. You know, when are they going to call some deep passes? Why does Pat Shurmur hold back? But I think the reason is pretty obvious. They can't afford to do that. The way Colt McCoy is getting hit on shorter and intermediate plays, where someone's in his lap on that final step of his drop.
Absolutely.
If you're asking for a deeper play, those are longer developing plays. Look at Sam Bradford. Look at what's happening. Josh McDaniels has been calling those kinds of routes for the Rams. He's getting beat up a lot more, actually, than Colt McCoy.
He has a startling low number in passes that he throws 20 yards or over. I think Bradford is way down, like the lowest in the league right now. But you're right. Anytime, if you really remember now, on long plays, long pass plays, McCoy is always getting hit on that step into the throw.
Cool.
I mean, and they end up as picks. I mean, you know, he threw the one in the end zone in San Francisco. He had a guy right, he couldn't take the second step into the throw.
Yeah.
It's just not there, Vic,
it
right now.
It doesn't have to be that 45-yarder, though, I don't think. I'd like to see, like, remember the incompletion they had to Little in Oakland? Just the idea of stretching the field a little bit, I think, would serve them some purpose.
The one where he goes
down.
You know, the thing is, you know, you look at the Rams, look at their receivers. They don't really have anything that's going to knock your socks off.
No.
But, you know, they got Brandon Lloyd, but, you know, he's a couple weeks into it. But at some point, you know, you got to figure out, what is your identity? What can you do? I mean, and right now, I think they're struggling because, you know, we've never had the same people week after week. It always seems like, you know, one guy's missing this week. Now, this week it's going to be Massaquah. And the chemistry, you never develop any chemistry. And it's tough on, I think, any kind of offense.
Yeah, well, another week and another challenge. And, gentlemen, thank you so much for being part of this and sorting it out. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. This is the Roundtable. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit LibertyFord.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know there's nothing more annoying than a dead battery. It's time to go, and your car won't. That's why Advance offers free battery testing. Need a new battery? Advance will professionally install it for you, fast and most of all, free with purchase. Don't get stuck with a car that won't turn over. Turn in to Advance for our free battery testing services. It's a great start to making sure your battery keeps starting. Free battery testing and free installation. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Free battery services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
New tires from NTB, $10.
You heard right. With the purchase of one-year alignment policy and premium installation, any select Yokohama, Cooper, and Pirelli tires, $10.
Only at NTB. Today through Monday, buy any select Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tire.
Get the second tire for only $10.
There's no limit.
For every tire you buy, you get another tire for only $10.
Only at NTB.
Only today through Monday.
This is your one chance to buy select new Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tires for only $10.
New tires for only $10.
The tire industry may talk about this sale for years to come.
But it's only today through Monday. Only at NTB.
For every select Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tire you buy,
you get the second tire for only $10.
Today through Monday at all NTB tire stores.
$10 tires. Don't miss this sale.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Each week, a couple times a week, in fact, Quaker Steak and Lube brings you an Inside the Locker Room segment where our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player one-on-one, and this week he sits down with Mr. Reliable, Mr. Long Distance Leg, Phil Dawson. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Phil, 2011 has been a very busy season for you so far, to say the least. Last week, 250-yarders. The weeks before, 52, 54, and 56-yarders. Do you feel a sense of pressure when you're put in those situations to come through and put some points on the board for your team?
No, I mean, that's my job. It just so happens recently they've all been long kicks, and that's been a little strange, I have to admit. But ultimately, at the end of the day, when they say field goal, whether it's a 20-yarder or a 50-yarder, I just got to go out there and put it through, and that's what I've always tried to do, and that's what I'll continue to try to do as long as I'm playing.
Now, what is your approach? Do you treat a 50-yard field goal any different than you would from a 25-yarder?
No, I really believe in routine. I think if you start treating certain kicks differently than others, you're not going to be as consistent. So I have my same routine. I pick my target, I line up, and I try to hit the ball at my target, and I'm not even thinking about how far it goes. It really is just picking a target and trying to hit it there.
With the 250 yarders last week, this brings you to 6 field goals for 50 yards or more this season, which is tied for third all time in an NFL single season. What does that mean to you, Phil?
Well, it's fun. You know, through the years, I haven't gotten a lot of attempts over 50, and you know, the ego side of you wants to be able to bang those through, because that's what everyone looks at. You know, everyone looks and says, hey, if you can make a 50-yard row, you must have a strong leg, this and that. And you know, so to finally get a chance to have a bunch come all, you know, come together all at once, it's been enjoyable. But like I said, my mentality is just make every kick. It doesn't matter how far they are. And trust me, if I go home after making a couple 25-yarders after a game, I feel every bit as good as making long ones, because, you know, they all count the same on the scoreboard.
Every week I like to ask the mood in and around the locker room as you guys gear up to face your opponent on Sunday. But in particular, Phil, you can answer that question thoroughly, because you've been in this locker room since 1999, and you know where this team has been and where they're trying to go.
Yeah, I think we've got a young team that, you know, shows signs and little bursts of time where, man, we got this thing going, and then obviously there'll be some times where some of that youngness comes out and we're not as consistent as we need to be, and it's just a learning process. And you know, I'm not down on anybody in this locker room. I obviously would like to see us play at a higher level more consistently, and that's what we're trying to do, but that, you can't get to that point without going through some of these growing pains. So we're just going to keep working and see where we end up.
With that, what do you expect to see from the St. Louis Rams this coming Sunday?
You know what? They're coming off a really emotional loss. They lost in overtime last week to Arizona, and it's been my experience, as much as said about how hard it is to rebound from a game like that, I think teams generally do rebound and play really hard. So we're expecting a team to come in here that's going to play well. They've got very talented guys over there, and I know on special teams we're going to have our hands full, so we better show up and play well.
The third quarter of the season is about to kick off, and that means kicking conditions for you in Cleveland Browns Stadium starts to get very tricky. What's your preparation as the fall winter months start to roll around, as you gear up to face the elements that await you at Cleveland Browns Stadium?
It's pretty much hold on for dear life. Once again, stick to your routine. Rely on your past experiences, and obviously I've had a lot of those here, and you know, there'll be days where the team's practicing inside and I'll still go outside and kick in the bad weather just so I get a little taste of it. But ultimately it's showing up on those game days when the weather's tough and the conditions are tough, using your pregame to figure out what are you going to do that day to get the job done for that particular game. And that'll just be my mentality going forward.
And lastly, Phil, with two quarters left on this season, the Browns are about to start facing opponents in the division. Not only what do you want to see from this team, but what are the goals moving forward?
We just want to win. Doesn't matter against who, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter by how much. At the end of the day, this business is all about winning. And as much as we talk about improvement and growing a program and building something, at the end of the day, it's all about winning. So especially when you get in division games, those are obviously more important because they are weighted differently in terms of tiebreakers for playoffs and all that kind of stuff. But Pittsburgh Steelers, they're our rivals. The Baltimore Ravens, a lot of people in this town don't like those guys. So those are big games for this city, and we need to play well in those games. And they'll be a great measuring stick to see where we're at.
Phil, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you. And you can catch Jameer Howerton, Fox 8's Ali LaForce, and yours truly, along with head coach Pat Shurmur, on TV each week on Browns Insider. It airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8. Tune in this week. Got a special feature on the island talking about the cornerbacks in one-on-one coverage with the Browns. Make sure you check that out. Okay, coming up, our weekly fantasy segment. We've got Elliot Harrison from NFL.com, NFL Network, our fantasy guru, to help you set up your fantasy team. Stick around for that and much more on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And I ain't got nothing to say. I can't. Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Life is rarely patient. You can't wait 4 years to find that job you've always wanted. Get the skills you need to start over in as little as 1 year as a full-time student. Check out Stotzenberger College's two-year accelerated diploma programs, massage therapy, and personal fitness trainer. When speed matters, think Stotzenberger. Call Stotzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everyone is talking about. For more information about college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
Hi, I'm Annie, and I work at Guitar Center. Seems like the holiday shopping season starts earlier every year. Well, if you like to avoid getting frazzled by last-minute gift hunting, you're in luck. Guitar Center's got a huge Veterans Day sale going on now through Sunday, with dozens of Black Friday quality deals you can grab today, like an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $89, or 10 pairs of drumsticks for $10. The best price and great advice. Veterans Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car service, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We thank you so much for choosing to spend this portion of your Friday with us. And Browns fans, single game tickets, they're still available, but not for long. You purchase yours before it's too late. That includes the upcoming Browns-Jaguars matchup on Sunday, November 20th at 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this fantasy segment is driven by none other than Liberty Ford. Friday is always fantasy time here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and helping us help you set your fantasy teams this weekend is Elliot Harrison from NFL.com and NFL Network. Elliot, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, Elliot, just kind of looking at some of the plays that might make sense this week, I look at DeMarco Murray of the Cowboys, and his story is certainly an impressive one as far as how he's played, but it's this matchup, and I know it's always about the matchup, the Buffalo Bills lacking or losing Kyle Williams for the season, their nose tackle, their best probably run stuffer if they have any on that football team. I would think DeMarco Murray could go to town on that defense this weekend.
Well, I agree. You know, he's going to be playing on that fast track at Cowboy Stadium, or Jerry World, as some of us like to call it. And I love the fact that you brought the reality into it. That's definitely what I want to do on Fantasy Live as much as I can. And Kyle Williams, that's a big injury. And DeMarco Murray, you know, Vic, it's really easy to look at his numbers against the Eagles and say, well, you know, they played the Seahawks last week, but the week before he played the Eagles, he only got 70-something yards, and people were thinking, well, maybe he was a flash in the pan. That was all game situation. The Eagles were so far ahead that they took the ball out of the running game's hands. DeMarco Murray had a great game against Seattle. I think he's your play going forward. And if and when Felix Jones comes back, if Jason Garrett makes that a running back by committee, our heads will all explode.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you on that one. Now, Matt Cassel, I mean, trying to figure this out, this has been such a very unpredictable season for the Chiefs. Figuring the Chiefs out, I think, is in itself is a challenge. But Matt Cassel's performance, so now he faces the Broncos this week. Would it make sense for people to kind of jump on the Matt Cassel bandwagon this time around?
Well, if you have Todd Philcox on your bench, then I would say yes, Matt Cassel's the proper play. Listen, I'm right there with you.
You're done with that.
Huh? Yeah, no. I the Chiefs are in a wide receiver by committee. Is that fair to say? We always call it running back by committee, but I think it's a full-blown wide receiver by committee.
I buy that.
Which, in my opinion, plays into Castle's hands. So if you're rolling with Matt Cassel this weekend, I wouldn't stress out too much, because if you say, all right, well, Champ Bailey's going to shut down Dwayne Bowe, well, guess what? They're not always looking at Dwayne Bowe anymore. Stevie Breston has been averaging about 5 or 6 targets per week. He had a big day against Miami. And then they had the kid, John Baldwin, who, if you watched the Chargers game on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago, showed that he's willing to go up and get the ball, something that Vincent Jackson clearly is not willing to do.
It seems like fill-in-the-blank quarterback against the Patriots defense, and you're going to have some success. Now, Mark Sanchez is the guy this week for the Jets, and he's been far from consistent. We know that. That's really been the story of his career. Is this an opportunity for him to kind of light things up and maybe show once again that he's the right guy at quarterback for the Jets?
Well, I just referenced that Vincent Jackson wouldn't go up and get the ball if you watch the Thursday nighter against the Raiders, and I'm going to use that point to illustrate what I think about Mark Sanchez. It's easy to point the finger at Mark Sanchez, but Vic, his receivers have got to make plays for him. Plaxico Burress has got to go up and meet the ball at its highest point. That's what he's built to do. I mean, he's a big receiver. And, Santonio Holmes has been very, very hit or miss, mostly miss. So it's easy to point the finger at Sanchez as a poor fantasy play. I blame it on some of the ancillary parts and the fact that they can't get Sean Green going. That said, I would probably... Maybe this is personal bias answer here, but I would probably sit Sanchez just because every time I've rolled with him, it hasn't worked. So that's your non-scientific reason for sitting Mark Sanchez.
Okay, I'll take it. Now, as far as opponents that look like they could be difficult ones for a quarterback, I just saw the Texans up close and personal last week. What a team, what a defense. They're playing extremely well. Wade Phillips is legit as their coordinator and has done a tremendous job there. So Josh Freeman of the Buccaneers takes that blitzing defense on this week. Is that a good reason to stay away from Josh Freeman this weekend?
That's an excellent question. A lot of storylines. I know it's hard to believe I'm telling you there's a lot of storylines from the Bucs Texans, but for me there is. Number one, Wade Phillips, his NFL career has been completely underrated, I think. He's been such a good DC, Vic, for years and years. You've covered him for a long time. He has turned that defense around from 30th in the NFL to basically a top five defense. The problem with Josh Freeman in this game, and the reason why I think you might be correct in saying it's not the best start, is that the Texans are committed to running the football. You saw Arian Foster and Ben Tate both get over 100 yards. Well, if a team is that committed to running the football, what's that mean? It means more chewing of the clock, which means less possessions for Freeman. So even if Freeman plays well, is he going to get 15 possessions? I don't think so. He may only get 10, which means less fantasy points.
Mm-hmm. And Jay Cutler, is he a guy that could be trusted? We saw what he did against the Eagles. Is he a guy that could be trusted to perform well against this Lions team, which I think there's no comparing those defenses, Detroit's and Philly's?
Well, I tell you what, when you said, is he a guy that could be trusted, the first thing I was thinking about was like when I write Elliot on the top of my Cheez-Its, and you're wondering if your roommate's going to go in there and do it anyway and grab him. I don't know if Cutler's that kind of dude, but he is very tough.
I think he's staying away from the Cheez-Its. He's dropped some weight. He looks good.
He does. He looks very nimble. Very, very nimble. But with that offensive line, you kind of have to be. It's tough to trust Cutler, and not to make an excuse for the guy, but when your O-line has been as leaky as theirs have, they have a huge investment in Gabe Kareemi, who's not playing at tackle. It's tough to trust a guy's fantasy value when he doesn't get good protection. And I think that Mike Martz has finally realized that our best way to win offensively is to get the ball in Forte's hands. So I'm going to kind of use the same point I did for Freeman. I don't think that Stafford gets as many pass attempts and possessions in this game. I don't think he has a great game. And for Cutler, I don't think he has a great game because I think they're going to try to take the ball out of his hands as much as possible. Kind of like if you watched the game last night, what the Raiders did with Michael Bush. Carson Palmer wasn't lighting it up last night with 45 pass attempts. Right. He accomplished a lot, but he had very limited number of throws.
Lastly, Chris Johnson, kind of looking for those signs, we all are, as to when he'll have his breakout game. So he's shown some progress, some improvement. Now he goes up against the Panthers. Is this the opportunity that we get to see the real Chris Johnson, or the one we thought we would see?
Well, the first question I want to ask you, not to answer a question with a question, but did you see the movie Signs with Mel Gibson a few years ago?
I did.
About the alien?
Yes.
You did? Did it freak you out, too, when he looks up through his skylight and you can see the shadow of an alien? That just, that killed me. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember it, and it was a pretty frightening experience. Please make it relevant to the point.
I am going to make it relevant because, you know, every time I sit through one of these kind of new age horror/thrillers, I keep waiting for it to be good. Whereas, like, when I saw Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman in, like, the late 90s, mid-90s, it was good right out of the gate.
Right.
Chris Johnson is like that new age horror movie where I keep waiting for it to be good and waiting for it to be good. Is there going to be a payoff, like in The Ring? I don't know, but I think if there's going to be a payoff, Carolina would be a good bet, especially without John Beeson there in the middle, their best defensive player who's out for the season, I believe, in Achilles, for him, unfortunately. But there again, I hate to speak out of both sides of my mouth, Vic, but we thought that Chris Johnson was going to go off on the Colts a few weeks ago, and that just didn't happen. So if my answer is, if you have viable other options at your other running back positions, and you have a good wide receiver that you can play in your flex spot, I'm okay with benching Chris Johnson even against the Panthers.
Okay.
But don't get cute. If your other option is somebody who's clearly of lesser caliber, then you play Chris Johnson. You don't get overly cute. But if you have pretty good players that are sitting there, let me give you like specific examples. I don't think that you sit Chris Johnson for Beanie Wells.
All right.
But if you've got Fred Jackson and DeMarco Murray, you absolutely sit Chris Johnson for DeMarco Murray.
Gotcha. Elliot, great stuff as always. We look forward to talking with you again down the line, my friend.
Hey, appreciate it.
All right, that is Elliot Harrison from NFL.com and NFL Network. Go to both of those locations for great fantasy information. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
A once-in-a-lifetime event. Chuck Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy. Saturday, December 3rd, Wolfstein Center of Cleveland State University. Chuck Foxworthy.
You might be a redneck.
Bill Engvall.
Here's your time.
Larry the Cable Guy. Three legends, one stage.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale right now at WolfsteinCenter.com. Them idiots are coming to Cleveland. Chuck Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
We're here with Mark Munch Bishop, Cleveland radio legend and broadcasting Hall of Famer. Mark, can you describe the process you've been going through?
Very difficult, David. Very difficult. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I'm from Seatown, 53rd and Ham Avenue, Lee Harvard. This was my home. This was tough.
When did you make your decision?
Dude, this morning.
Are you comfortable with your decision?
Absolutely. I have no qualms about it whatsoever. I know I'm doing the right thing.
Have you told anyone?
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to shout it out from the top of the Terminal Tower observation deck of this great city.
Munch, what is your decision?
I am not taking my talents to South Beach. I'm so happy because I'm taking my scrap to Southeast. Southeast Metals.
What do you have to say to other people that want a fair price for their scrap metal?
Don't go to South Beach. Take your scrap to Southeast Metals.
Visit WeScrapOhio.com or call Southeast Metals at 855-SCRAP-OH and stop in for a chance to win VIP passes to an ESPN Cleveland tailgate party.
These are my people, Southeast Metals. Check them out today. I made my decision. You make yours.
If you've been injured, the attorneys at Russo, Rosalina, and Company handle all types of personal injury claims, including wrongful death, car, truck, and motorcycle accidents, medical malpractice, and injuries on the job. In fact, if you've been hurt over the past 2 years, you may be entitled to receive a money award, even if you didn't miss work. Call Russo, Rosalina today, 440-461-8500, or visit them at the website, rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com.
We gave you a Twitter trivia question earlier in this show, which, of course, is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the question was, which Browns player was a member of the Rams from 2008 to 2010? That answer is offensive lineman John Greco. We congratulate at D Swan is King, hyphenated all the way through there. You want a pair of tickets to see Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy, along with special guest Reno Collier, on Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. at the CSU Wolstein Center. We'll send you a direct message on Twitter to let you know how to collect your prize. The results from our Facebook posting, official Browns Facebook poll question posting, what is the key matchup to the Rams game? And the choices were linebackers versus Steven Jackson, Joe Hayden versus Brandon Lloyd, Joe Thomas, and Jason Pinkston versus defensive end Chris Long. You voted, and 75% of you said it was the linebackers versus Steven Jackson. I'll go along with that. They've got to shut this guy down after 2 weeks of running, of teams kind of running roughshod and nothing more than what we saw last week at Houston. It's time to stop that bleeding in a big way. From Facebook question on the Browns official Facebook page, Jeremiah says, do you see the Browns progressing or regressing against the Rams? I can only expect some progress here. It's a beat-up Browns team, Jeremiah. Won't lie about that, but I've got to see some progress against a Rams team that's 32nd in the league against the run. They got to 1-7 for a reason. And Cody asks, can the Browns offense get some sort of life in them? I think it's possible, but they've got to run it. Run it, run it. Get the ball going. I know they don't have the backs to do it, but they got to do it. We want to thank Bernie Kosar, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, Elliot Harrison, Jameer Howardson, Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, Dave DiNatale, and TJ Supe. We'll talk to you again Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.